welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter, out on your own, or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, let's take your desk to another level. Now today, I want to give you some absolutely amazing tips on how to get through the dreaded receptionist. Now we are recruiters, and most receptionists are trained to say no to recruiters or not put us through. I get it. We're doing sales calls. But I bet that the way I approach reception is different to how you approach, and I would almost guarantee I get through most of the time and you're getting through maybe 20% of the time, and you get there and you're getting frustrated. I hear it in my office all the time. Like, I just can't get through reception. I say, what are you doing? Come in here. Let's have a look. And we sit down, I go, show me the script. Like, what are you saying? A, most people don't have a script. Most people don't know what they're going to say when they get the receptionist. So what I want to give you today is a surefire script. And I'm going to give you exactly what I say. And it's so dumb and simple that you're going to think, I don't understand why that works and mine doesn't. But what I will then do is break it down and explain the psychology behind why it works. Okay, the human brain is just one big circuit board. And the moment you put it off and you break a circuit, it doesn't know where to go to next, so it just defaults to, oh, okay. So my script is as simple as, hi, it's Brett Clementson calling from ALRA. Could I please speak with Nancy Jones? That's it. Very exact. Why does that work and your script doesn't? I'll break it down. I say my full name. Hi, it's Brett Clementson. Then I say the company that I work for. I'm calling from ALRA. Could I please speak with Nancy Jones, full name? Any receptionist, when they are taking down the call, they're looking for the information they need to pass it on to whoever you're trying to connect to, right? And they're trained that if you don't give a full name, they have to get the full name. They're trained that if you don't have the company there, well, what company are you calling from? And they want to make sure they're going to put you through the right person, okay? So if all of a sudden you've just preempted all of their questions with the answers, even though, like, maybe your gut feeling as a recruiter is, oh, I don't want to tell them who I am and I don't want to make it obvious that I'm a recruiter, I'm not going to tell them where I work, you need to, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to click with this receptionist of where you're working from or who you are. They've got the information they need. And they almost go into, you'll hear it. A lot of the time they just, like, they want to ask you a question, but they don't know what to ask you because they're so used to not getting the information they need that they just go, yep, hold on a sec, and they put you through. I will guarantee that alone, that script alone, will increase your connectivity through reception by 30%. Almost guarantee it. I'll be really curious to see what you think. Now, let me break this down a little bit further as to why this works, okay? So it's all about power in that call. When you go and you're very authoritative, you want to sit up straight. If you're sitting like this, if you're watching this on video, if you're sitting here, you go, hi, it's Brett Clementson calling from ALRA. Could I please speak with Nancy Jones? You sound weak, right? You also want to deliver this with a, you're up, do this, come on, ready? Hey, it's Brett Clementson calling from ALRA. Could I please speak with Nancy Jones? Boom. And now if they say, oh, will she know what it's regarding? Your answer always is, yes, she should know. Very sternly. Yes, she should know. Silence. Okay. They will go off and they'll put you through. Okay. If they come back. So this is the crux of the episode. But if they come back and then they say, oh, look, she's not here. Could I please take a message? Say no thanks. Oh, just go, oh, no, don't take a message. I need to get her now. I did try her mobile. It didn't work. Could you confirm I have the right number? I've got 0447. They'll cut you off. I've just started saying my phone number. People love to correct you. If you ask that receptionist for the mobile phone, 9 times out of 10, they will say, we can't give that out. But they already assume that you've spoken with authority. They've asked you. The only question they've got in is, oh, could I please take a message? She's not here. And you say no. You've got the power back. And now you're saying, I'll call her on a mobile. I did try her just before. That didn't get through. Can you confirm I've got the right number? 0447. No, that's completely wrong. Oh, I don't know where this one come from. What have you got? What's the action? And she, again, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to try and correct you because now they feel bad for you and they're going to try and help you. That is the psychology of a receptionist call. If no one's taught you that before, then I hope that I've just taught this to you, because this is the most powerful thing for your desk right now, because you're currently not doing it. If all of a sudden you're getting through to twice as many decision makers because you know how to navigate receptionists effectively, man, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. So that's it. That's the episode today. I don't want to go into any more there. It's playing on human psychology. Don't let them ask you questions. And if they do, block it down. Hi, it's Brett Clemenson calling from Alra. Could I please speak with Nancy Jones? Oh, she's not. Will she know what it's about? Yeah, she should know what it's about. Boom. Okay. No. Or they come back and say, no, she's not available. She's not here right now. Could I take a message? No, don't bother taking a message. I'll try on a mobile. I did just try it actually and it didn't go through. I might have the wrong number or a wrong number here. Can you just tell me if I've got the right number? You're not asking the question. You're kind of steamrolling her. Start saying your phone number or a different phone number and they'll correct you. 9 times out of 10. That's all I had time for you today. I hope you got something out of today's episode. If you did, like, share, subscribe. It really helps us grow. As always, have an amazing day. May all your deals and reception calls come true.